Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Do you sometimes feel that your family is all screwed up and you'll never get things right? Well, today's Healthy Family Connections podcast, episode number 21, is titled, How to Be a Perfectly Imperfect Family. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW. And that would be me. I'm your host, Neil D. Brown. And I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family you've always dreamed of. And for those experiencing parental burnout, go to my website, neildbrown.com, and get your free control battle assessment to see where your relationship with your teenager stands and what you can do about it right now. Well, I recently came across a parenting book titled How Imperfect Parents Lead Great Families. And it hit me and got me thinking where I've been hit a lot lately in the area of personal and professional vulnerability and how important that it is in every area of our lives. Today, we'll learn how important vulnerability is for our parenting and for our kids to be successful as well. So before we start, let's remember, this is an educational podcast. It is not a substitute for psychotherapy when you need it. Well, as I said, I've been thinking a lot about the concept of vulnerability. It's not like I haven't thought about it before, but you know how you know something, but you only let it in so far? Well, I've been thinking more personally and professionally about vulnerability since I was at the Networker Symposium in Washington, D.C. last month when I heard Brené Brown talk about her research leading her to understand that successful, confident, courageous people were more vulnerable than others. In other words, they were more aware of and comfortable with their shortcomings and their vulnerability, and were more comfortable with others' vulnerability as well. They were just less defended. Her talk was powerful and made the audience of 4,500 psychotherapists all a bit more aware of and yet more comfortable with their vulnerable feelings. Well, then I spent some time with Susan Johnson and her work and research with couples, and her work once again brought me to understand the importance and power of couples bonding in their most vulnerable places. And now I've come across a terrific little parenting book, How Imperfect Parents Lead Great Families by Dale and Monica Vernon. And that leads me once again to the power of vulnerability. Now, Dale and Monica are not therapists or researchers of any kind. They're simply parents struggling to become a better family. So it's not your typical parenting instruction book. Instead, it's an adventure story, and we take Dale and Monica's journey with them on their very personal quest to find out how best to support and raise their three kids. Well, Dale is not shy exposing his worst moments and how off base he was with so much of his parenting. His willingness to be vulnerable with us makes this a fun and intriguing story, and we can see ourselves and our families in it. It is his willingness to expose his imperfect self that makes his story our story too. And this is a perfectly imperfect family with special needs kids and parents who, at least initially, are pretty ill-equipped to communicate effectively with each other. And they're really struggling and making lots of mistakes in their efforts to raise their challenged and challenging kids. Dale looks for answers using business models from his work world. And Monica helps him understand their kids' emotional needs. So they both learn and grow through this, what I'll call a dynamic tension of their opposite ways of thinking. I like that Dale brings his business model because I think, number one, many dads can relate to it. And I strongly believe that the structure he brings is really a sorely needed element in families today, where sometimes there's no structure in the family environment and it's chaotic. I like his willingness to see when he's missing the boat, and you know how he finds and learns about his kids and his wife's emotional needs that are so critical in families. So Dale and Monica's story really comes together towards the end of the book when Dale discovers the work of Carol Dweck, who's one of my absolutely favorite people. Now, Dr. Dweck is a psychologist and researcher at Stanford University in the area of individual success. And she wrote the best-selling book, Mindset. And you can buy a copy of that, and you can watch her TED Talk, The Power of Believing That You Can Improve, which has been viewed over 5.5 million times. Well, very simply, she discovered that the essential difference between successful students and less successful students is their mindset. Successful students have what she terms a growth mindset, that they believe they can succeed with effort, and so they apply themselves. And less successful students have a fixed mindset that limits their belief in what they are capable of, which in turn limits their effort and, of course, their result. So Dale and Monica incorporate Dr. Dweck's principles for raising kids with growth mindsets in their family, and it makes a huge difference. Well, how does this relate to vulnerability? Individuals with growth mindsets are comfortable with failure. They don't see themselves as having all the answers, and they're comfortable being imperfect, and this allows them to be comfortable with failure and the willingness to learn from failure. They're comfortable with vulnerability. And learning from failure, of course, is a critical feature of success. Individuals with fixed mindsets experience failure as too emotionally painful, and they avoid those vulnerable feelings and situations that will lead to exposing those imperfections. So they give up before they start. Well, at the end of the day, we learn some great principles for healthy family functioning from this book. But more importantly, what we learn from Dale and Monica's journey is to keep learning and keep growing, to employ a growth mindset, if you will, to our parenting. They did. And as a result, built a much healthier, yet of course, still imperfect family, just like ours. So if we accept that mindset that none of us are perfect or need to be, and that parents and kids alike are growing and learning, then an imperfectly great family can be ours too. So if you want to read a different kind of parenting book, one that's more inspirational and fun to read, while still being informing, get yourself a copy of How Imperfect Parents Lead Great Families by Dale and Monica Vernon. In the meantime, your imperfect therapist and parenting expert, yours truly here, wants to thank Dale and Monica for being so vulnerable and sharing their story, exposing all their weaknesses, and letting us be more comfortable with our own weaknesses and our own struggles as well. Well, if you've got a question or a topic you'd like to hear about, go to neildbrown.com and enter it here, and we'd love to hear from you. And while you're there, get your free control battle assessment to see where your relationship with your teenager stands. And please, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenteen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.